J1, number 13B.
Now, can you see the reasoning here? The compendium is trying to bring man out of metaphysics because it says this: if man refuses to identify with false physical beliefs, in other words, if man refuses to identify with the first degree of mortal mind and rises above these false beliefs and rises above the first degree and identifies only with divine ideas and identifies only with the third degree, then man is the representative of soul. Then man represents his true identity when he is identifying always with divine ideas. Therefore, no more is he the representative of sense. So, do you see, this is one way of using man as a representative of soul. That's the metaphysical way of doing it, saying man, if he focuses only on the divine ideas, then he is a representative of soul, or therefore he will represent soul or true identity always correctly. But what we have been doing is maintaining a high interpretation of man as the representative of soul, you see. We have immediately gone in and seen it from the scientific point of view and just saw where it said man is a representative of soul just meant that the divine idea always represents true identity again in new ways. But the compendium will reason metaphysically with you more so than it will reason scientifically with you. I just want you to be aware that there's those two different ways of reasoning. So, this is something which we can ponder quietly by ourselves. Let's go on then with that next idea which characterizes soul, and we have it as spiritual understanding. Now, again, as we know, the compendiums are written in that word order of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. And always we know that we then study soul, and when we're studying soul, we always go back and pick up our sequence of mind, spirit, soul, in order to see what soul is telling us. Now, soul as a symbol, therefore, is illustrating a third stage or a third step. We have gone from mind to spirit to soul in our reasoning, so it's a third step of reasoning, and it's so more or less the third step in the evolution of understanding. And this is what Mrs. Eddy says in Science and Health. She says, the third stage in the order of Christian Science is an important one to the human thought, letting in the light of spiritual understanding. Now, just to start all over again and to bring us up, let's go back and pick up our sequence of reasoning with our spiritual symbols of mind, spirit, and soul. Let's go back and see just where this idea of spiritual understanding fits in with our symbols. We say first mind. Mind as a symbol says then that the divine mind is the basis of reality, and that my very own mind is the divine mind. Therefore, I am the idea intelligence. Because my very own mind is the divine mind, there is no other mind but the divine mind, and that divine mind is my mind, then I must be the idea intelligence. And this intelligence comes to me as wisdom, or the ability to know true facts. So because I am the idea intelligence, this intelligence comes to me as wisdom, or the ability to know true facts. Now we go on with spirit. And what does spirit say to us? Spirit as a symbol says, because I am the idea intelligence which appears as wisdom, then I have pure understanding. If I am intelligence and I have the faculty of wisdom, then I must have pure understanding, or I must then have the faculty of discernment. If I have the wisdom to focus only on divine ideas and to know divine ideas, then I must have the faculty of discernment that enables me then to separate ideas from illusion. Therefore, with my pure understanding, I have the faculty of discernment to separate ideas from illusions and constantly focus on divine ideas. This is what the symbol spirit tells us. Now as we go on to the symbol soul, soul will say, because then I only focus on divine ideas, therefore I have definite spiritual understanding. And this spiritual understanding, we can say, is needed to acknowledge my true identity. Now, if we can see, this is all explaining understanding, and it's explaining understanding through three different sequences. And these different sequences of wisdom, purity, and spiritual understanding, or the wisdom of mind, the purity, as symbolized by spirit, or spiritual understanding as symbolized by soul, this sequence we can find on page 116 in Science and Health in that third degree. And I think before you, or perhaps in your notes, you have those three translations, and you know in that third degree there is stated the order of wisdom, which is just mind, purity, or spirit, spiritual understanding, or soul, spiritual power, or principle, love, which is life, health, which is truth, or holiness, which is love. That is the characteristic of the third degree. Wisdom, purity, spiritual understanding, spiritual power, love, health, and holiness. And you see that is stated in the sequence of the seven. Now, very quickly, this means that I have the wisdom, the purity, the spiritual understanding, and the spiritual power that enables me to love, or that enables me to lay down my mortal concept of self in order that I may experience health and holiness. Do you see the sequence of those seven terms of wisdom, purity, spiritual understanding, spiritual power, love, and health and holiness? It just means that I have the wisdom, the purity, the spiritual understanding, the spiritual power that enables me to love, or that enables me to lay down my mortal sense of life, that I may then experience true health and holiness. Now, just presently, let's look at that sequence from wisdom to purity to spiritual understanding, which is going from mind to spirit to soul. Now, again, we can say that I am the idea intelligence, which comes as wisdom. That would be mind. Intelligent comes as wisdom. And because I have wisdom, therefore I have pure understanding, or I have purity. I do not mix ideas with illusions. I focus just on divine ideas. And because I have wisdom and purity, therefore all the ideas within me become definite, and I have definite spiritual understanding, or I have the ability to always steadfastly acknowledge my true identity. So that's just that sequence from wisdom to purity to spiritual understanding. Now, it's very interesting to see, and when I first became aware of these synonymous terms, I a bit was confused that spirit has as an idea understanding, which characterizes it. And you see, soul has spiritual understanding, which characterizes it. And I felt, well, now here, spirit says understanding is a characteristic of spirit, and then it says that also spiritual understanding is a characteristic soul, and I became confused, and I didn't really know what is the difference between these two understandings. Why do they have understanding for both terms? But if one really sees what's happening, it's very beautiful, because we see with all three terms, mind, spirit, and soul, understanding is being overformed. These are the multi-forms of understanding that we have. Because we see that mind symbolizes an understanding as intelligence and wisdom, spirit symbolizes understanding as pure understanding, and soul symbolizes understanding as spiritual understanding. Now, let's see what this means, and we'll see it in the dictionary definition because it gives all three different meanings of understanding. The dictionary says that understanding means, and in its Latin root meaning, means to stand under. Its root meaning, it means to stand under. It means the quality or condition of one who understands, comprehension, discernment. It means the faculty by which one understands intelligence. Now, if we have a divine spiritual ear, we could hear that in that definition was stated all three understandings of mind, spirit, and soul. All three tones are in this dictionary definition. Now, what are they? Now, this dictionary definition says, for understanding, it says, number one, it's the faculty by which one understands intelligence. Now, you see, this is the tone of mind, because the faculty by which we understand is mind. So the faculty by which one understands intelligence is the tone of mind. Now, the definition goes on to say that understanding means the quality or condition of discernment. Now, this is the tone of spirit. Because you see, when we come to spirit, we come to the ability to discern or the ability to separate ideas from illusion. Now, the third point in the dictionary definition was to stand under. Now, this is the tone of soul, to stand firm, to stand under, you see. This is the tone of soul. Now, do we see this? This is just over the three over forms of understanding. Mind, the divine mind, is a faculty by which we understand. Spirit symbolizes understanding by the fact of discernment or the ability to separate ideas from illusion, and soul symbolizes understanding by meaning to stand firm and to stand under, to stand steadfast and always acknowledge our true identity. So this, therefore, is the fact of spiritual understanding and where it stands within the sequence of mind, spirit, soul. And this is just to show that when, if we go into the dictionary, we can see that we have these different tones, and understanding has multi definitions. I think we should take a break here for a minute and we can go on.